Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release, and just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release, so don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip.
But I would argue there aren't enough sharks in this movie.
Okay. I mean, this is a problem with a lot of these direct-to-video shark movies, is that we're trying desperately to give you characters you're going to care about. And of course, as an audience, we're sitting here going, what I care about are fucking sharks.
Yeah, we can talk about those characters too. So I guess
we will.
Right out the gate, Joe, would you recommend this movie?
I will. It's a very soft recommendation. This was 90 minutes that I won't get back, but I'm also not super mad about it. Like, it's not the worst movie that I've ever seen. I just wish that there was a little more here.
I am in complete agreement. I wound up giving this a 2.5 out of 5, but if I was putting a review on Rotten Tomatoes, it would be a fresh, in the sense that I think this is fine. I think we've got a really bad script here with a couple of decent performances and actually, I would say some decent special effects as well. I think the plane crash in this movie is really good.
Yes, I think the plane crash is definitely the best visual in the film. And I actually don't think the sharks look that bad. Yeah. We are masking them in bubbles. We're only seeing eyes through portholes and that kind of stuff. I do wonder if part of this was we didn't trust the effects to be good enough to cover up more sharks. So I don't know, but overall, I was actually surprised at how competent this does look.
No, honestly, I think that's why I'm being generous with it, because when I watched, I was like, you know what? This actually, like, visually, it looks okay.
Yeah, like, I've seen a bunch of these low-rent shark movies. There are so many folks, and they often tend to fall into this category of, I wish there were more sharks. I wish it was more action-driven. Why are you so focused on bad characters I don't care about? This is just a problem with the shark subgenre. But in terms of looking good, this is definitely a step up from a lot of the other ones I've seen.
I would agree.